Hello to everyone that is listening around the world, wherever you are. This is the very first edition of Fit Voice, Fit Gyms Nation's official podcast. I am the founder of Fit Gyms, C. Ray. And today's version of the podcast, or today's first ever podcast, is just going to be short and simple and to the point. It's the Olympia. It's more than just an Olympia, even though that's huge in itself. This is the 50th Olympia. In other words, this has been going on for 50 years. So you know everybody, not just the guys, but everybody is doing their best to make this arguably the most historic one ever. And in many ways, it already is. As part of the Olympia will be broadcast on NBCSN. That stands for the NBC Sports Network. I would check your local cable or satellite provider to make sure that you have that network. That will air some of the event sometime next month in October. However, bodybuilding.com will be providing a good deal of the event live once again on their website. This Friday, the Fitness Bikini and Miss Olympia finals, as well as Mr. Olympia, will be on their, apologize, this is my first one ever, but it will be on their website this Friday night at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. And on Saturday will be the Figure 212 Showdown and Mr. Olympia finals. That will also take place at 6:30 Pacific time. Both shows are free to the public, and there will be a pre and post show. For fans of women's physique, I am sorry, but that is not going to be on the webcast. I'm hoping that will change in the years to come, as popular as it's gotten in a very short amount of time. Who knows? But like I said, today's edition of Fit Voice is going to be short, sweet, and to the point. And pretty much all I'm going to be talking about is my personal predictions for this year's Olympia. And we're going to start with Miss Olympia. And what I've done for all the divisions, female divisions, by the way, is I've chosen my top six as well as a dark horse. This dark horse that I've chosen for each of the divisions is somebody that I personally think is going to create quite the buzz in their division. First one we're going to start with is Miss Olympia, and I'm going to go from 6 to 1 and then bring up the dark horse at the end. At sixth, I've got Brigida Brzovic. I hope I pronounced the name correctly. Again, my first time, so you're gonna forgive me on that. I am no perfectionist. I think Brigida's got a very good physique for women's bodybuilding. I'm just not sure that it will be enough to get in the top three, but I do see her having a physique that will take her as high as sixth place. Fifth place is I'm gonna go with Debbie Lazowski. She is a veteran in the Olympia stage, and just like her, great physique. Just not sure if it's top three material for what I've seen compared to everybody else. I have her as high as fifth. Fourth place, I've got Sheila Black, who is coming up the rankings, but the top three that I'm going to be bringing up very soon, I personally think they've got too big of a threshold, so I'm gonna have her in fourth. Third place, I've got Yaxini Orcuin Garcia in third place. As of the last few years, she's really has lost quite a bit of size, but her maturity is still there. But I'm just not sure it's enough to get her the top spot again, the way the judges have been judging the last couple of years. So I'm gonna give her third place. The runner-up that I've chosen is Alina Popa. A lot of people last year thought, though, that Alina was going to be the one to finally dethrone Iris for the Miss Olympia title. If she brings in a very good physique, she just might be the one to dethrone Iris. But that's going to be difficult, as y'all have seen over the last several years. Easier said than done. But if anybody can dethrone Iris, I believe it's Miss Popa. Which means I have Iris as the one that will remain as champion and continue her already historic career. When she's on, she's on. Nobody, and I mean nobody, can touch her. If Iris comes in the way she's been coming in, it's just going to be lights out, and everybody's going to be fighting for second place. My dark horse for Miss Olympia is going to be a newcomer named Alina Shipp. A lot of people have said that she's got a very, very good physique, and I tend to agree. I could see her turn a lot of heads and possibly busting into the top six in a big way. But that's who I've got as far as Miss Olympia is concerned. And we're going to go right over to Fitness Olympia. Like I said, top six and then a dark horse. Top six, the first person I'm going to bring up as far as who I think will be six is somebody I might think I would have a bit higher. That would be Tonji Johnson. I'm like, wait, you've got her that low, dude? Have you lost your mind? No, I have not. See, Tonji has a great physique and one of the best routines out there, but oh no, the fitness girls have been stepping up their game quite a bit. Especially those that I'll be naming off that I have a feeling will place above her. So, just to be on the safe side, I'm going to put her down as sixth. Fifth place is who I've got is Trish Warren. She has proven that just because you've become a mother doesn't mean you should be out of shape. In my opinion, Miss Warren is in probably the best shape of her entire career. As a matter of fact, a few days ago on Facebook, she said it herself that she was in the best physical shape of her career. She has competed a few times. She has improved each time, in my opinion, and I think she could actually be higher than fifth, but just to be on the safe side for her, I'm going to stick her at number five. Number four, I have Bethany Sistermino. Again, if I mispronounce your name, I am so sorry. I am new at this. A lot of people say that Bethany has one of the best fitness physiques out there, and I have a feeling that's what's going to get her a high ranking. She also has pretty good routines too. She can be very entertaining. Will it be enough to crack the top three? Maybe, maybe not. I'm not sure. But I definitely see her cracking the top six and easily fourth place, in my opinion. Third place, I've got Canada's Miriam Mimi Capes. We haven't seen her in a while. She's dealt with a few injuries here and there, but when it comes to the big shows, just like the Olympia and the Arnold, the woman brains it. Simple as that. And this year should be no exception. I see her having probably one of her best performances. And she used to have a very massive muscle physique for fitness that has been streamed down a lot. And that has helped her quite a bit in the placings. So I see her taking the third spot. Second place is going to shock some of y'all. I think Adela Garcia's reign ends this weekend. I have her in second place. Adela, without a doubt, is one of the best of all time. There is no denying that. Multiple Olympia reigns, multiple Arnold reigns. This woman brings it every single time. But I just think the person that I have above her wants it just a little bit more. So I say by a hair, Adela will be runner-up. Which means I have Oksana Grishina from Russia as our new fitness Olympia champion. Last year she was crowned Fitness International Champion, and I don't know, just the last couple of years, it's just been something about Oksana that has just been magical. You really can't put your finger on it. I don't know what it is. It's just, I don't know, it's just, she's got that it factor and it's just now coming out. I really don't know, but it's just something special about her this year. Physique is phenomenal and her routines, matter of fact, you know what? You really cannot call Okasana's routines. They are flat out performances. And I think the judges are finally saying that this woman is in a league of her own. And I truly believe that Okasana is going to win the big one. This is her year. I just have that gut feeling. If she doesn't, it's going to be very, very close. My dark horse. This was kind of hard to pick. But I'm choosing Whitney Jones as my dark horse. She brings, in my opinion, she brings a very a balanced physique. I also see that she brings pretty good routines, and is somebody that I believe could ruffle up the top six easily. But the ones I mentioned, they've got a pretty strong threshold in the fitness division, so Whitney's going to have to step up her game big time, as well as everybody else, if they want to knock down the top six. And that's my predictions for fitness. Now on to figure. This one was not easy for me to pick, except for the winner. But even then, that's not a guarantee. On that note, we're going to start with number six, and I've got Candace Lewis. As far as shape goes, Candace Lewis has one of the best shapes in all of figure, in my opinion. When she's on, in my opinion, no one can touch her. She's won a few shows here and there, and some she hasn't, but I think Candace Lewis is going to have a very good year. If she comes on like she has been the last few years, I don't see why she shouldn't be top six material. Number five, I've got Jennifer Strobo. This is another woman that is coming into her own as a top figure competitor. In my opinion, her beating Ann Tettone was a upset back in the Toronto Pro Figure, I believe, a few months back. Definitely a very good upper body. Not sure how well her lower body is, or as far as proportion-wise concerned compared to everybody else, but the way Jennifer presents herself, I could see her placing as high as number five. Number four, speaking of Anne, I have Anne at number four. She's going to be, in my opinion, I think Anne's going to be at her all-time best. And it would not surprise me if she got third or even runner-up or heck, maybe even win the whole darn thing. Like I said, Anne has definitely improved leaps and bounds since she won her pro card a few years ago. She's been very consistent. She knows what her weak points are and has improved dramatically. So I've got her barely, and I mean barely, missing the top three. But she could easily be in the top three, in my opinion. Third place, I've got Kamala Rodriguez McClure. I hope I pronounced that right. This one was hard. Just like the fourth place one. This one was very hard because Camille's been on the role of her life. She won three shows in a month, which is unheard of in the figure world or in any of the Visions, when you truly think about it, she made one of the best decisions of her entire career, going from fitness to figure, and she has benefited so much and has become one of the top IFBB competitors, regardless of division. She could be runner up. She could even be the champ, depending on what the judges are looking for. Camilla is not what you say big. She's definitely more streamlined, in the ways of Candace Keene, I think. I've got, like I said, Camilla. I think she will be third place. Would not be surprised if she was runner up, or depending on what the judges are looking for, she could easily win this thing. Number two, I've got Candace Keene as the runner up this year. And I know she is probably sick and tired of, actually, there is no probably. She's flat out sick and tired of being a runner up. She brings one of the best physiques out there. Definitely one of the elite stars, has won the Figure International last couple of years, and almost any other open show, she has dominated. But she just needs that extra little spark, I think, just to, if she can get that extra oomph, I think she could overthrow Nicole Wilkins, who I happen to have winning the Figaro this year. When I saw Nicole last year, I'm like, wow. My mouth dropped. I'm like, is this the same woman that everybody said should have been a bikini competitor? Are you kidding me? Yeah. She's definitely shut those haters up, I'll tell you that. But I just really, really, really don't see Nicole losing her title this year. She's trained too hard. She's done too much, in my opinion. I have been following her since, actually, I've been following all these competitors, but Nicole the most, and I think she's got everything it takes to retain her title. Should she win, she will have won the title for a fourth time, which will make her the most winningest figure Olympia champion of all time, cementing her status as the best figure competitor ever, in my opinion. And the dark horse for figure is someone that a lot of people see could really shake up the top six, depending on what they're looking for, and that is Latoya Watts. I've been seeing pictures of her for the last few months. I understand what the hype's all about. You cannot coach her genetics. You either have it or you don't. And Latoya has got it. It will depend on if the judges will see that and award her accordingly or not. I'd hope that experience will have nothing to do with it, because I'm sorry, you should be judged on that day. You should be judged if you've got it, regardless of how many years it's take you to get it. Latoya's got it right now. And if she makes the top six, in my opinion, that is sending a massive statement to the figure division. So, if there's one competitor that is not in the top six that you need to take a look out for, that is definitely Miss Watts, without a doubt. And then next up is Bikini Olympia. For every year the Bikini Olympia has taken place, there has been a new champion. There has not been a repeat. I'm gonna go with history and say that there won't be a repeat this year. So I will mention who I think will be the Bikini Olympia champion very soon. But of course, like I mentioned, we're doing six through one and then the dark horse. Number six, I've got a newcomer. in Janet Leung. I think that is how you pronounce her name. A she's got a very nice bikini physique on her. Long and slender. Just not sure if the stage presence will be there for the big stage. I think nerves may or may not get to her. With that being said, with her being on such a big stage, I'm gonna put her at sixth place. Fifth place is somebody that knows how to own the stage, and that would be Amanda Lentana. She brings one of the best bikini physiques that I know of, and her stage presence is second to none. Some say it might be just a wee bit over the top. I personally don't think so. But with everyone that is trying to fight for that title, especially since no one has been able to repeat it, Amanda's got her work cut out for it. Like, she's gonna have to truly bring it as far as stage presence is concerned if she wants a shot at the title. Her physique, it's there. It's always there, in my opinion. Especially if she brings what she is famous for. And yes, folks, that's her rear end. But I think y'all know that if you're a big Amanda fan. Fourth place is someone who has, in the past, has done very, very well in the competition, in big competitions, and that would be India Paulino. She's won, I believe she has won a few big ones. Matter of fact, I think she won the Bikini International a couple of years ago, if I'm not mistaken. And one of the big problems I think I've heard is that she was sticking with the same suit, well, the same color. She has went with black as of late, and that actually works for her. Will her stage presence be enough to take the title? I'm not sure. But I definitely see her placing pretty high at the Bikini Olympia, so I'm gonna give her a fourth place finish. Third place is I'm gonna give third place to Stacy Alexander. She's got a very good physique. She's very sexy. She has done very well in open shows, and I think she's starting to hit her stride as a bikini competitor. So I'm gonna give her probably. I truly think that she could be a top three placer. So I'm gonna put Stacy as third place. I've got Ashley, the current bikini champ, as second. I think she represents a good bikini champion. A lot of people said that she might have been just a bit too small for it to be the big stage. From what I have seen, I think she has improved on that. But bikini is very, very competitive, so I'm not sure her improvements will be enough for her to retain her title. So I'm just gonna go out on a limb and put her in second place. So, who do I have dethroning Ashley? I have somebody that I think can be go from sexy to cute and vice versa in 0 point whatever. I just have her going from sexy to cute, or again, cute to sexy. I snap my fingers, and that would be Lasharia Robles. She knows how to pose the right way, not in a sleazy way. She is very cute, great physique for bikini, and honestly, I think she's got, in my opinion, I think she has all the tools to be a top champion. So I've got Lashara winning her first Bikini Olympia. As far as my dark horse is concerned, sorry, I have lost my place. I am going with another newbie named Legger. She's a pretty tall girl. She's got a great physique on her. And I think she could possibly be in the top six. What might keep her out of that is going to be trying to control her nerves. I've been told that that she was kind of having a few nerve issues at one of her at her last show that hopefully has been resolved. But when you think about it, when you compete in the Olympia, it's kind of hard to resolve nerves unless you've been in there several times, and even then, it's kind of hard to get those nerves out. I mean, you are competing on the grand stage. I mean, this is the Super Bowl of the fitness world after all. But yes, I have Jeannie as my dark horse for bikini. Which leaves the final female category, the Olympia Women's Physique Showdown, which unfortunately will not be live on the webcast. However, I have checked with the live stream app and the live stream website that there is supposed to be a replay of at least the women's physique prejudging. Maybe the finals will be on there, maybe not. I'm really not sure. I'm hoping so. This one was not easy to pick because all the physiques are different. They're great, but they're different. So I'm really not sure what the judges are going to be looking for. So it's going to be very interesting to see how they determine their champion this year. Will Dana repeat, or will we have somebody new step up? Well, here's my predictions. Sixth place, I'm gonna go with fitness competitor turned women's physique competitor Jacqueline Sutton Abrams. She is really coming to her own as a competitor from going from fitness to women's physique. A very smart decision, in my honest opinion. Very pretty woman. I think she's got what it takes to really turn some heads at the Olympia. In fifth place, I've got Jillian Reville or Revile. I'm not sure how you pronounce her last name. She is one of the more entertaining competitors as far as her routine is concerned. You can look at her and tell she loves to perform. That is just who she is. She brings her personality out more than most. And that's a good re big reason why she's placed so high, is you can tell from the way she presents herself that she loves doing what she does, and you can't help but be drawn to somebody like Jillian. So I have her in fifth. Fourth place is one of the tallest competitors, but also one of the better competitors. That would be Taisi Capet. She placed runner-up last year in the very first Olympia Women's Physique Showdown, and we have not seen much of her since her second place finish. But and that might, honestly, I think that might be a backfiring. I'm not sure, especially with who I've got above her, as we've seen massive improvements over. But I think Ticey is going to do enough to have a place in the top six. So I've got Ticey at number four. Number three is someone who I would put in the most improved category as far as what she has been able to do on the stage this year, and that would be Sabrina Taylor. I honestly don't see how she can't place this year. She has worked on, in my opinion, I have. Let me, let, matter of fact, let me start over with her. I have known Sabrina for quite some time. Back in her fitness days, then going into figure, not placing high in either of those divisions. Come women physique, she shows up and she shows out. She didn't place as well as she sh well as I was hoping last year, but she picked herself up, dusted herself off, and has made so many improvements. As a matter of fact, every show she entered this year, she won them all except for one, and the only person that beat her was the person I have for second place, and I'll get to her in just a minute. But Sabrina has made major strides to her physique that apparently the judges love, and I think a lot of competitors love, and I do, and I think Sabrina's got what it takes to be a big, big force in the women's physique division for years to come. And her big test is going to be at this year's Olympia, and I see her as high as third place. Honestly, though, she could win. She could be runner up, or she could actually win this thing. It would not shock me, and I would not be upset about that whatsoever. Second place is a fan favorite who many thought she got way too low of a spot last year, and that would be Juliana Malacarne. I hope I pronounced that correctly. See these four names, I mean I can't pronounce them as well as others again, and I'm also new at this. Juliana had an amazing physique, in my opinion, in last year's Olympia. A lot of people said, though, that, well, a lot of the experts, and by the way, I'm putting experts in parentheses. You can't see me do that, though. Oh, they say that she was borderline too big, seemed like bodybuilder or whatnot. So what did she do? She reformed, well, she regrouped, brought in a lighter package, and she still dominated every competition she entered this year. She's only been in the two, by the way. She passed with flying colors. I do not see her placing as low as she did this year. She made the improvements the judges want her to make. She will be coming in a lighter package this year. I just don't see her outside the top six this year. I could be wrong, but I doubt it this year. And I know there would be a whole lot of people that would love to see her win this, myself included. But I have Dana Lynn Bailey repeating for the simple fact the woman knows how to present herself. Her physique is very, very good. Maybe not as good as Juliana at some points, but Dana beats practically anyone else on stage with how she presents herself. And that is a big key to women's physique. If you cannot present yourself well, despite how good your physique is, you're not going to place as well. That's just simple as that. DLB, as a lot of people call her, is the people's champ, and she happens to be the first ever physique Olympia champion, and has already gotten her invite to the first ever physique invitational. That will be on a future podcast. So we'll talk about that on a later date. But yes, I see Dana repeating as the women's physique champion at the Olympia. My dark horse is Karen Hobbs. She is a very, very beautiful woman, probably arguably one of the most beautiful competitors in any division out there. She just has that amazing presence about her. Her physique is one of the best out there. Doesn't compete as much, but she just has that amazing presence to her that I think could break the top six. But It's going to, like I said, for her, it's going to be pretty hard with everybody that I just mentioned. But if anybody can shake up the top six in the physique category, that's going to be, in my opinion, that will be Karen Hobbs in women's physique. So with that, those are my predictions for the ladies. And if you think I'm on the money on them, or if you think I'm pretty much blowing some smoke, send me an email at admin, that's admin at fitgymsnation.com. You can also send me a message on our official website, fitgymsnation.com. And I'm also Fit Gyms is also on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, things of that nature. And just as a bonus, I'll give you my predictions for the guy categories. For the 212 showdown, I'm just going to tell you the winners and the guys. I think Flex Lewis is going to retain his championship. I don't see anybody beating him. If anybody does, it's probably going to be Kevin English. But Flex Lewis, from what I've seen, I think he's way too good. Men's physique, I'm not going to lie, I don't follow that as much. But I am aware of Mark Anthony Wingston, and just by default, I'm just going to go with him to retain his title. And then for the Mac Daddy of them all, the Mr. Olympia, and this one will be interesting. This one's going to be a fight, especially between Kai Greene and Phil Heath. One of those two, in my opinion, is going to take it all. And a lot of people say that this is Kai's time. I'm just not quite sure yet. I think Phil is going to repeat as champion. I don't, it's just something about Phil that I think he's going to want it a bit more than Kai. I could be wrong on that, but that's just, again, my opinion and my opinion alone. So, like I said, for the guys, I've got Phil retaining Mr. Olympia. I've got Flex Lewis retaining the 212 title, and Mark Anthony retaining men's physique title. And just to recap who I think will win the ladies, Iris will win Miss Olympia, Okasana winning Fitness Olympia, Nicole Wilkins winning Figure Olympia, Yeshara Robles winning Bikini Olympia, and Dana Lynn Bailey winning the Women's Physique Showdown. I hope you enjoyed the very first edition of Fit Voice. It will get better as far as me speaking. I do apologize if I seemed a little bit off my first time doing this, so there'll be some bugs I've got to work out. Next week, I will do a recap of the Olympia. If there's any specific topics you want me to talk about, hit me up with an email or send me a message via social media. Like I mentioned, I'm on the Fidget Nation is on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all that. I thank you so much for listening to the very first edition of Fit Voice, wherever you are. And I'm gonna leave you with this: losers say I can't, winners say I can. Thank you, God bless. And if you're going to the Olympia, have fun. If you're not able to go, remember bodybuilder.com will have the finals on Friday and Saturday on bodybuilding.com as part of their webcast. You can go to Muscular Development, RX Muscle, and I believe also SueCountry.com if you want to do live chatting throughout the event while you are watching the Olympia webcast. Also, to watch the webcast, if you do not have a laptop, if you've got a phone or a tablet, download the live stream app. And you can log on via social media, and you can watch the Olympia webcast via your smartphone, your tablet, and also your computer. So, thank you for enjoying this. If you want to provide me with any suggestions, comments, things I need to work on, you can also send me message again through the social media links. Thank you, God bless, and whether you're watching the webcast or going to Las Vegas Live, I hope all of you enjoy this year's Olympia.